begin each game day in the paint as we preview tonight's matchup. Here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Ed, good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS. We've got the finals of the C29 sub-district basketball tournament from Sandy Creek. Hastings St. Cecilia and the Blue Hill Bobcats tonight. Spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach John Kyle and coach the next round of the process, so to speak. Good to be in a championship game here.
Always good to move on at this time of year. That's what your goal is. Doesn't really matter what else happens. You got to win on the scoreboard, and we advanced, and now we're going to meet Blue Hill.
Big, big win the other night over Donovan Trumbull. Really had an easy time in the first round of this thing.
Yeah, we did what we probably should have done there and made it real difficult for them to get any points and had a nice lead going into the first at the end of the first quarter, and it really carried the momentum the whole way.
Had a 20-0 run in the second quarter to kind of put the ball game away. You really did it with the defense, forced a lot of turnovers, got a lot of steals in that ball game.
Yeah, that's really what we're hanging our hat on, so to speak, is our defense. And that's what we need to have a good performance again tonight on the defensive end. And if we do that, we'll be pretty solid and pretty tough.
And several girls, I think all 13 girls that suited up, scored in that ball game, and that's always good.
Yeah, it's kind of unique for a district game. You don't usually get to play those, 11, 12, 13 very often, but they got in there, got a lot of minutes. We played them almost the whole fourth quarter, which was really nice for them. They got to see their name in the newspaper and in the box score, and so that's always a good thing.
So you move on, you face a team now in Blue Hill, a team you saw way back in December. Can you take anything out of that game to maybe prepare for this thing?
I think you can take a lot out of it, on one hand, but on the other hand, it doesn't make any difference. But they'll do the same types of things and try to do the same things they did back in December. And we'll maybe try to do some of the similar things we did, too. But I think we're a much better team looking on our side of the floor because of Chanel. She's come and added another element to our game. Everybody has upped their defensive intensity, and that's, hopefully that's what we're hoping is that we're going to be a better team than we were back then.
Which one impressed you most about Blue Hill as you get ready for them for the second time?
Well, they do a lot of stuff through Coffee. She starts their offense and does a lot of, good things for them offensively, and then they usually finish their offense through Wilcott. And so that's the two main girls. The Deschler coach told me, they said, if we take care of those two, that we have a chance to win, and they held them to 22 points. And so that's really what our focus is going to be, is trying to hold those two down.
Willacanta is a girl inside, and Coffee can play just about anywhere, can she?
Yeah, and she's kind of a tough matchup. She's 5'11 or so, can handle the ball, and she can shoot from the perimeter, and so it makes it a little bit difficult in that regard, but both of them can put the ball in the hole, and that's what any team that's got that kind of record, they have.
They play a tremendous defense. At least their statistics say they play tremendous defense, averaging less than 30 points per ball game. So it's going to be tough to score against this bunch.
Yeah, and they always make it tough. They'll sit in the zone and force you to shoot, perimeter shots. And if you settle for those and aren't making them, it's real tough to score. And so that's really where I think our defense can maybe create some transition opportunities. Not necessarily get out and shoot layups, but maybe get 2-on-1 or 3-on-2 and get some transition points.
You just probably want to push the tempo a little bit tonight against this team, don't you?
Well, I think that's what you have to do against them. They're very good on defense, and if it's a slowdown game, it's to their a little bit to their advantage. And we got to really force the issue on the defensive side, whether it be half court or full court.
Yeah, good luck.
Thanks, Mike.
John Kyle, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll check in with the camp at Blue Hill and Tim Streff as we continue on tonight's pregame show right after this.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
And we're back on tonight's pregame show as we get you set for Hastings St. Cecilia and Blue Hill tonight in the sub-district championship ball game. Spent a couple of minutes with Blue Hill head coach Tim Streff and coaching the sub-district finals. It's always a good place to be this time of the year.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've accomplished most of our goals so far this season, and this will be the next step.
The other night's a win for you over Superior. Talk about that one.
Oh, we came out and played well early in the first half. We had kind of been struggling offensively the last couple games, and we got rolling early and kind of maintained the lead throughout the second half.
You had a 10-0 run there in the first quarter. It ended up being the difference in the ballgame.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we got out to a good start and just held them at arm's length the rest of the way.
Talk about your struggles on offense. You're rolling up some wins here this year, but what's the struggles been on offense?
Oh, I mean, just inconsistent perimeter shooting. You know, we go up against the zone, we really struggle shooting from the perimeter consistently. We don't have a true post to go into inside either. You know, we rely on scoring in transition, and we do pretty good against man-to-man, but we'll see how we do against their man-to-man tonight.
Coach, talk about some of the players we'll see out there. We've seen that. We've heard a lot about the Woolacott girl, the Macy girl, the Macy Coffee girl. Talk about some of the girls out there.
Well, I mean, Macy Coffee is a tremendous athlete. She's long and athletic. She is probably the best rebounder I've ever coached, averaging over 11 rebounds a game. Very capable scorer as well. Mackenzie Woolacott is an excellent scorer for us. She's deadly from inside 15 feet. You know, April Famine has done a nice job for us at times. Great leader as a senior, and she's capable of scoring.
You saw St. Cecilia way back in December, early in the season. Do you take anything out of that ball game to prepare for this one?
Oh, no doubt. You know, I've watched it over many times to see what we can do, improve on, and see where we can score and see how we can shut them down a little bit better.
What was the difference in that first ball game? They handled you guys pretty well.
Well, you know, it was tied at halftime. You know, we played fairly well the first half. We just started turning it over too much. You turn it over against them, it's layup city. That's what they live on.
They like to pressure defensively. What's the key of maybe breaking that pressure tonight?
Well, ball handling, seeing the open girl, all that. Because, again, like I said, if you turn it over against them, they're going to make you pay. That's how they score in bunches, and we got to really eliminate mistakes tonight.
You try to slow down this game a little bit and not let them get into the running game tonight?
Yeah, you know, we like to run, but they're more athletic than we are. So we need to get in a half-court game. We need it to be a low-scoring game to have a chance at the end.
Chanel Farmer is now in the lineup for St. Cecilia, kind of an addition. You didn't see her the first time around.
Sure, she's a tremendous player, good leader for them. Yeah, I mean, if they didn't have enough weapons before, they do now.
Is there a real key to shutting this team down or just trying to keep the game within reach and get into the fourth quarter?
It's pick your poison. You know, they're good at dribble penetrating. They have good post, and they can shoot the three. You know, we'll probably choose letting them shoot from the perimeter early on and see how that goes and try to shut down the dribble penetration and their inside play.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
Tim Straff, head coach for the Blue Hill Bobcats. That's tonight's pregame show. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Blue Hill and St. Cecilia tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Stay tuned. The tip-off is straight ahead.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888. Or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're at Sandy Creek High School tonight. We've got the finals of the girls C29 sub-district tournament tonight as the third-ranked Hastings St. Cecilia Hawkettes get ready to take on the eighth-ranked Bobcats from Blue Hill. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. This is basically round number two of this tournament. Both teams picking up wins the other night. Hastings St. Cecilia, an easy affair with Donovan Trumbull on the Tuesday, winning by the score of 81-28. Hawkins jumped out to a 23-7 first quarter lead, then went on a 20-0 run in the second quarter to put that ball game away. St. Cecilia forced 36 turnovers in that ball game on Tuesday and also stole the ball 29 times
Olivia Thomas came up with 14 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia, but all 13 girls that suited up for the ball game actually scored in that contest. As St. Cecilia rolled to the win on Tuesday, 81-28. The Hawkins come in a record of 19 wins and 4 losses on the season. Blue Hill, they have a record of 18 wins and 3 losses. Blue Hill picked up a win over Superior in the opening round of this tournament by the score of 57-47. Difference in the ballgame may have been the first quarter, as the Bobcats went on a 10-0 run there in the first quarter of play, and 10 points was the final margin of victory, 57-47, the final score in favor of the Bobcats. Mackenzie Wellicott had a good ball game as she scored 19 points in the contest for Blue Hill, and Macy Coffey pitched in with 8. Coffey, one of the leading scorers for the Bobcats here this season. As far as Blue Hill is concerned, you lose this ball game, you're done. The Bobcats are currently sitting in 8th place in the wild card standings, but there are several teams within the same district here coming up here next week. So in talking with Tim Straffa before the ball game, there's absolutely no chance that Blue Hill can qualify for the state tournament by the wild card route. So Blue Hill must win the ball game to continue their postseason hopes. Meanwhile, Hastings St. Cecilia, the Hawkins are sitting in pretty good shape in Class C2. St. Cecilia, as of tonight, sitting in second place in the wild card standing. So everything is on the line here tonight. Postseason play here for girls high school basketball from Sandy Creek, a good one. Third-ranked Hastings St. Cecilia and eighth-ranked Blue Hill in our high school basketball game here tonight. We'll come back and get you some more pregame information as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources, working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Again from Sandy Creek. Couple of teams ranked in the top 10 in Class C2. Matched here in the sub-district finals here tonight as St. Cecilia gets set to take on the Blue Hill Bobcats. Sub-district finals being hosted all across the state of Nebraska here tonight. Some of the area games, C15 at York High School has Fillmore Central playing Milford here this evening. C22 at Norris High School. It's Sutton taking on Freeman at a ball game that tips off here at 7 o'clock. Wood River is playing Ravenna tonight over in Minden, out in the finals of the C210 tournament. Some other games going on tonight in the area. D12 at Fillmore Central as Exeter Milligan taking on Heartland. D13 back at Hastings St. Cecilia. You've got Silver Lake playing Kennesaw tonight. D19 at Holdridge High School tonight. It is Alma at Overton. D27 at Kennesaw. You've got the Giltner Hornets up against Hampton. C16. At the Aurora Sports Complex, it's Sandy Creek playing Central City tonight. That ball game is well underway now. Sandy Creek and Central City tipping off at 6:30 tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia here against Blue Hill in the finals of the C29 tournament. And in C19 up at Grand Island Northwest tonight, it is Minden taking on Kearney Catholic. We've got coverage there on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Also coming up at halftime tonight, Doug Duda is in Omaha for the State High School Wrestling Championships, and we're going to get an update on the state wrestling coming up at halftime here tonight at this ball game at Sandy Creek. We'll give you the starting lineups here tonight, brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Hastings 5 Points, the bank, the better bank, 3 locations in Hastings. Member, FDIC. For the Blue Hill Bobcats, you've got Lexi Himmelberg, who's a 5'4" senior.
getting a start here. Himmelberg is averaging 3 points and one rebound per game. Macy Coffey is a 5'11" junior. Coffey is averaging 11 points and 11 rebounds per game. Mackenzie Willicott getting a start, a 5'9" sophomore. Willicott averaging 12 points and 6 rebounds per game. The other starter will be Kelsey Carr, who's averaging 3.6 points and 3.2 rebounds per game. And the other starter for the Blue Hill Bobcats is going to be number 4, April Feynman. Feynman is a 5'4" and senior. Feynman is averaging on the season right at 5 points per ball game and 1.5 rebounds per game. Right now, the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Starting lines for Hastings St. Cecilia tonight, Josie Jackson, a 5'5" senior. Also, Chandra Farmer, a 5'3" freshman. Alyssa Schramm getting a start, a 5'5" sophomore. Also, Morgan Nicola, a 6' junior. And Olivia Thomas, a 6'1" senior. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings. Member FDIC. Hastings St. Cecilia, record of 19 wins, 4 losses on the season. Going to be the home team on the old scoreboard here tonight. Dressed in their homestanding white uniforms. Blue Hill going to be dressed in their blue uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the black. We're at Sandy Creek High School. The winner moves on to the district championship next Friday night. The loser, if it's Blue Hill, is going to be finished for the season against St. Cecilia as their wild card points to fall back on. Macy Coffey will jump things up for Blue Hill against Thomas, and St. Cecilia controls the opening tap. These two teams meeting for the second time this season. St. Cecilia won the first ball game during the regular season, 47-28 in a ball game played way back in December. St. Cecilia with the ball in the opening possession. Out on top as they get the ball to Alyssa Schropp. Now to Farmer inside of Thomas. Shot is up there, no good. Ball tapped around. Picked up by Josie Jackson for Hastings St. Cecilia. Keeps it alive. Now to Schropp over here on the wing. On the right side to Claire Hamburger. Claire Hamburger is going to fire up a 3. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound brought down by Coffey. So a Hamburger getting a start tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. Blue Hill comes back the other way. That's April Feynman with the ball on the wing on the right side. Feynman dribbles once as she works against Jackson. Takes the ball down to the baseline. Her shot's going to be up there no good. Ball tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. So St. Cecilia come back the other way. They beat Donovan Trumbull the other night, 81-28. Blue Hill beating Superior by 10, 57-47. St. Cecilia back with the ball. Here's Alyssa Schropp, moves it over on the wing on the left side to Josie Jackson. Now to Hamburger over here on the right wing. Brings it back to Schropp, top of the key. Back to Hamburger, inside to Thomas. Now to Morgan Nicholas, spins in a lane. Her shot is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Kelsey Carr. Carr gets the ball away. Here come the Bobcats. We're still scoreless in the basketball game. We've played about a minute. Here's Lexi Himmelberg with the ball now for Blue Hill. St. Cecilia goes on the swipe. They can't pick it up there. Himmelberg has the ball poked away, picks her back up out here in 3-point territory. Gets it away to Macy Coffey now. Macy Coffey dribbling with the ball out here in 3-point territory. Picked up by Nicola. Coffey down the lane all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. And see, we got a foul on the way in. Doesn't count. Macy Coffey takes it right to the hole there for the Blue Hill Bobcats. The foul is going to be before the shot, so the bucket does not count. The personal foul is whistled here on St. Cecilia's Olivia Thomas. That's going to be her first and the first team foul in the Hawks. There's a shot from the wing on the right side by Willicott is going to be up and in. So 2-0 is the score. Blue Hill is out on top of St. Cecilia here tonight.
Josie Jackson with the ball. He's got it on the wing on the left side. Josie Jackson out on top now. Gets it to the top of the key. That's Alyssa Schropp. Now to Hamburger. There's Schropp. Now to Jackson on the wing on the left side. Blue Hill playing this zone defense. They'll stay in this thing all night long if they can. Giving up only 33 points per ball game. Driving to the hole. Here's a shot taken by Schropp. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Macy Coffey for Blue Hill. Bobcats have the lead. And now we got a timeout called here. An early timeout by Blue Hill head coach Tim Streff. So Blue Hill calls a timeout just 2 minutes into the ball game. We got 5:59 remaining here in the first quarter. We've got a timeout with a score. Blue Hill 2, Hastings St. Cecilia nothing.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Friend us on Facebook for daily specials.
And log on to BullseyeSportsBar.com
to download our world-famous Facebook app
for even more fun and coupons.
Bullseye, you know what you say.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Sandy Creek High School here tonight. The girls class C2 Sub-District 9 basketball finals here this evening between Blue Hill, ranked number 8 in the state, and Hastings St. Cecilia, the third-ranked team. The Hawkins trailing early in the ball game by a score of 2-0, but here's a steal off of the inbounds pass. Josie Jackson has got it. First turnover in the ball game for the Blue Hill Bobcats, and now we got a jump ball here as Morgan Nicola tries to drive it to the hole, and she is tied up there by Willicott. Up Blue Hill. So a turnover on St. Cecilia. Each team with one now. 5:51 to play here in the first quarter. 2-0 is the score. Blue Hill wants to keep this game down in the 40s if they can. There's a swipe into the backcourt. It's going to be picked up by Nicola. Nicola gets the ball to Hamburger. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Coffey, and she can be fouled into play. And a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Hastings St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Claire Hamburger. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two. On the Hawkettes, it'll be Blue Hill inbounding the ball here in backcourt. 2-0 is the score. Blue Hill has got the lead with 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the first quarter. Macy Coffey will have the ball here in backcourt, picked up by Nicola. As St. Cecilia applies a little pressure here. Coffey brings it across the mid-court stripe and goes over to Willicott on the wing on the left side, down top of the key. They get up to Kelsey Carr, down to the baseline to a Coffey. Coffey, two-handed pass back out on top to Himmelberg. Drives it down to Lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Offensive rebound by Coffey. She loses control of the ball. It's picked up here. Here's a short jumper put up there. No good. A foul shot is up and in. April Feynman gets the offensive board and a put back, and it's a 4-0 ball game now in favor of the Bobcats. As St. Cecilia will come back the other way. There's a Chandra Farmer. Chandra Farmer comes over here to Josie Jackson. 4-0 is the score. Blue Hill has got the lead. Here's Chanel Farmer for three. Shot is up there. Good. Chanel Farmer inserted into the ball game during that last timeout as he throws down a three ball to get things started here tonight for the Hawkettes. At St. Cecilia, it took over 2 minutes here. In fact, over 3 minutes, 3 minutes and 15 seconds without scoring to start this ball game. 4-3 is the score. St. Cecilia is down by 1 point. Blue Hill has got the ball. Coffey has got it. At the top of the three-point circle goes to Himmelberg. At the top of the key, St. Cecilia is in a man-to-man defense. Himmelberg, her pass on the far side, is going to be tipped out of bounds. Getting her hands on it there for St. Cecilia was Chandra Farmer. Blue Hill will play things in on the far sideline, right in front of the Blue Hill student body section over there. April Feynman will get things in to a Coffey out here in the three-point territory out near the 10-second line. Picked up there by Nicola of Hastings St. Cecilia. Feeds it on the wing to Feynman, and she loses control of the ball. Right out of bounds, about where they inbounded the ball over there. As a Feynman loses the ball, that's the third turnover on Blue Hill in their ball game. You heard Tim Streff talk about that during the pregame show. They have to eliminate their mistakes here tonight. Here's Chanel Farmer. They get it inside down to Nicola. Jumps it down low to Thomas, and her shot is up and in. Nicola gets the assist. Thomas gets the field goal, and now St. Cecilia's got the lead 5-4 over the Bobcats. Here's Melissa. Rather a McKenzie Willicott with the ball. Her pass out on top is going to be tipped into the backcourt. It's picked up by Chanel Farmer. She loses control of the ball and goes out of bounds. And the officials give the ball to St. Cecilia. They give the ball to the Hawkettes. So St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 5-4 is the score. St. Cecilia's got the lead. 3:44 to play here in the first quarter from Sandy Creek High School. Pass out on top to a Chandra Farmer now as he dribbles to the top of the key. Moves it over in the left wing to Chanel Farmer, to Chandra, now to Hamburger on the right wing. Back out to Chandra, top of the key, drives it.
Flips it out here to Chanel for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be an air ball. No good. And out of bounds with the ball. Here was Hamburger. She picks it up underneath the basket, but she's out. Called for being out of bounds. 5-4 is the score. C29 sub-district championship ball game here tonight. The winner moves on to the district championship ball game. A week from Friday night, a week from tomorrow night. The loser, if it's Blue Hill, is going to be finished for the season despite their successful year here at 18-3 coming into this ball game. 5-4 is the score. St. Cecilia with a one-point lead with 3.5 minutes to play. Macy Coffee takes it down the left sideline, cuts it for the hole, bounce pass down on the baseline. It's not going to be blocked out of bounds. Blocked out of bounds by Nicola as the shot was taken down there by Feynman, and Nicola comes out of nowhere to get the block. So Morgan Nicola gets her 30th block shot of the season. Blue Hill will play things in it. Immediately it's going to be tapped back out of bounds here. Get it into Macy Coffee. The ball tipped out of bounds by Chanel Farmer. So again, Feynman will look to inbound the ball deep in a corner. On the left side, picked up by Nicola. The inbounds pass is going to be tipped. It's going to be loose, and it's picked up here by Farmer. Chanel Farmer has got it. That's the fourth turnover on Blue Hill in the ball game. Nicola's got the ball. Now to Chandra Farmer. To Chanel on the wing. Now to Chandra, top of the key. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Bounce pass goes over to Chanel. Cross-court pass comes to Hamburger. Now to Thomas. Her pass inside is going to be off the fingertips of Nicola. And a turnover there on St. Cecilia. That's her second of the ball game. Now the pass is intercepted by Chanel Farmer, but she loses the ball to Macy Coffee. Coffee gets into the forecourt now for Blue Hill. 2:45 to play here in the first quarter. 5-4 is the score. Here's Coffee taking the ball down to the right side, down to the baseline. Has it stripped away. Ball is loose, and a foul is going to be called. Personal foul going to be whistled on Willicott. Alyssa Willicott, or Mackenzie Willicott for Blue Hill. That's going to be your first. Team foul number one on the Bobcats. So St. Cecilia will come back with the ball. 5-4, St. Cecilia's got a one-point lead. Chanel Farmer, now to Chandra Farmer over here on the wing on the right side to Alyssa Schropp, who's back into the ball game. She'll take a three-pointer and hit it. Alyssa Schropp hits the three ball from the right wing, and St. Cecilia goes out on top now by a score of 8-4 here in this one. 2:19 to play. Macy Coffey with the ball down the left sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. The ball stripped away. Thomas has got it on a Blue Hill turnover. Long pass down the floor. Hamburger gets it away now to Chandra Farmer. Shot good. Chandra Farmer scores there. And now Tim Streff wants to call a timeout as St. Cecilia has come back to score 10 straight points here in the ball game after Blue Hill scored the first four. 2 minutes and 3 seconds to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 10, Blue Hill 4.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture. In business since 1889, Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality of larger stores to go with friendly service and competitive prices. Top brand names, too. If you're looking for a single piece or an entire room, Blue Hill Furniture will take care of you. Better Buys in Blue Hill, located at 501 West Gage. For your convenience, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Blue Hill Furniture proudly supports Blue Hill Athletics and Academics.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Again, on our network of stations, we've got more action on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR tonight as we are in Grand Island for that one. Minden taking on Kearney Catholic. The ball game is now getting underway. And a lot of sub-district basketball being played in classes C and D here tonight. In addition to the state high school wrestling tournament that's going on this evening, first night of 3 days there in Omaha at the Century Link Center. We'll get to Doug Duda in here at halftime, give us an update on how some of the area people are doing. Here's Blue Hill bringing the ball back. It's going to be tipped and intercepted. Schropp gets the ball away to Sandra Farmer. Her shot is up and in. Blue Hill has got 7 turnovers here in the first quarter alone against St. Cecilia, and the Hawkettes have got a 12-4 lead. St. Cecilia trying to turn up the pressure defensively. Here's Willicott with the ball across the midcourt stripe. Dribbles to the top of the key. She's called. Nope, it's going to be a foul in there. Willicott maybe took an extra step there, but she is fouled into play by Alyssa Schropp of St. Cecilia. Hawkettes used their defense the other night to create a lot of extra opportunities. They forced 36 turnovers and had 29 steals in the ball game against Donovan Trumbull in their 81-28 win over the Cardinals. And St. Cecilia's got a 12-4 advantage here over Blue Hill early in this ball game. We're in the first quarter with a minute and 35 seconds to play. Blue Hill on the offensive attack. There's a shot taken by Willicott. Shot's going to be deflected by Olivia Thomas, and now the ball goes out of bounds, and they give the ball to St. Cecilia. Last touchdown there by Willicott on the baseline. So 12-4, and St. Cecilia will bring the ball back. Blue Hill will hunker down into this 2-3 zone defense. Alyssa Schrapp has got the ball for St. Cecilia. Dribble to the wing on the left side. Now to Josie Jackson. Over here to Chanel Farmer on the wing. Sends it to Nicola. Now inside. A shot by Hamburger is up and in. Claire Hamburger scores. It's now a 14-4 ball game in favor of St. Cecilia. Down to 1:09 to play. Here's Macy Coffey with the ball. Now to Willicott. Out here in three-point territory. Dribbling on the ball. Right in her face defensively is Alyssa Schrapp. Schrapp gets the steal and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go here on Willicott after St. Cecilia got the steal from Alyssa Schrapp. So Willicott picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Team foul number two on the Bobcats, and St. Cecilia will inbound the ball here on the near sideline. So nothing going right so far for the Bobcats in this ball game. They're down by 10 points at 14-4 as we've hit the one-minute mark here in the first quarter. Schrapp sends it on the high post. That's Nicola. Over to Josie Jackson on the far side. Two-handed pass comes out on top again to Schrapp. Back to Jackson. Inside to Nicola. Double team. Kicks it out here. Top of the key to Schrapp. Dribbles inside. Running one-hander is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Blue Hill. That's Adrian Lipker with the rebound there, who's into the ball game now for the Bobcats. And here's another steal by Chanel Farmer for St. Cecilia. She drives into the hole and shot. No good. And she's fouling the play. Chanel Farmer got the steal there. And a personal foul is going to be called on the Blue Hill Bobcats at the 29-second mark here in this first quarter. Lene Komacher picks up the foul. That's going to be her first. And that's going to send Chanel Farmer to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. She's got 3 points so far in the ball game. 1 out of 1 on free throws this season. Her son is up there. It's going to be good. Of course, Chanel Farmer has been injured since last year. She's missed most of the season. In fact, just now getting into playing shape. She's been out there for about a month now. Chanel Farmer nails her second free throw. She's now got 5 points in the ballgame. And St. Cecilia is on a 16-0 run over Blue Hill. The Bobcats scored a quick 4 points in the ballgame, and St. Cecilia has scored the next 16. We're down to 29 seconds to play. In the first quarter, inbound pass, nearly thrown out of bounds, is picked up by Coffey on the near sideline. Coffey, her pass is off for the fingertips of Schaefer. Ball is loose again, and it's going to be picked up by St. Cecilia. The 8th turnover on the Bobcats here in the ballgame. Here's Josie Jackson with the ball, and out is Sandra Farmer. Out here in 3-point territory, 15 seconds to play here in the initial period. St. Cecilia will go for the final shot here as they move it over on the wing on the left side. That's going to be Alyssa Schrapp with the ball back down in the corner. That's Sandra Farmer. Sandra Farmer's pass is going to be deflected, and the St. Cecilia did not execute that last possession very well. They don't get a shot away. But the first quarter in the books, and a good quarter for Easting St. Cecilia here in the C2-9 sub-district final. It's St. Cecilia with the lead over Blue Hill. It's the Hawkettes 16 and the Bobcats 4.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Sandy Creek High School here tonight. C2-9 sub-district final. It's Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Blue Hill, 16-4. St. Cecilia on a 16-0 run, and the Hawkins have the ball again to begin this second period of play. There's Nicola deep in the left corner. Pass in the lane. That's going to be Schropper shot from right in front of the basket. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Coffey. Coffey has got it now for Blue Hill. She gets it away to Himmelberg, and she'll bring things up there against Josie Jackson. Himmelberg down the left side of the lane. Stops, gets it to Coffey. Macy Coffey puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the elbow left side. Out of Himmelberg on the far sideline. Himmelberg bounce pass inside, and the foul is going to be called. Trying to get the ball inside to Kelsey Carr, and a personal foul is called here on St. Cecilia with 7:25 to play here in the second quarter.
The foul is going to go on Claire Hamburger. That's going to be your second. Team foul number four on the Hawkettes here in this first half of play. 16-4. It'll be Blue Hill inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They'll get things in to Kelsey Carr, who moves it back down in the corner. The ball's going to be intercepted. Now the ball's going to be poked away. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Carr tips the ball away there. But St. Cecilia will play things in here in backcourt. Running the ball up is going to be Alyssa Schropp for the Hawkettes. Blue Hill stays in the zone defense, a 2-3 zone. It's going to be Schropp moving it over here on the right side. Chandra Farmer on the high post, now to Nicola. Down on the baseline, it's going to be too far off of the fingertips of Josie Jackson, out of bounds. Three turnovers now in St. Cecilia in the ball game. The Bobcats have nine. The Hawkettes have the lead 16-4, and it's been a long, long time since the Bobcats have scored. Here comes Blue Hill back with the basketball. That's Willicott with the ball. Gets into the hands of Lexi Himmelberg. Himmelberg spins, and it's going to be intercepted. Sandra Farmer takes the ball away as she drives, shoots, and misses the layup. Rebound is lost out of bounds off of the fingertips of Jackson. Jackson kind of got hit on the play there underneath the basket. It goes off of her fingertips. No foul called. And it'll be Blue Hill playing things in here on the far end. 6 minutes and 47 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Himmelberg gets away now. Himmelberg drives into the free throw line, and she falls down in the lane. And a pushing foul is going to be called here in St. Cecilia. It'll go in Josie Jackson. That's going to be your first team foul, number two on the Hawkettes. They get a non-shooting situation. Here comes Chanel Farmer back into the ball game for St. Cecilia, replacing Alyssa Schropp. 16-4 is the score. The Hawkettes still on a 16-0 run in this basketball game. There's a shot from out of the front of the basket by Willicott. It's going to be no good. Misses the easy one on the rebound. Comes down to Morgan Nicola of St. Cecilia. Into the forecourt now. Down in the corner, Josie Jackson. Chandra Farmer on the wing. Out to Chanel. Dribbles once, sends it back over here to Sandra Farmer. Her shot for three is up there, rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to Willicott. Mackenzie Willicott with the ball. Nicola goes for the steal. The feed comes over here to Himmelberg, brings it into the offensive zone here. Himmelberg gets it into the hands now of Kelsey Carr. St. Cecilia is still in a man-to-man defense. Olivia Thomas out on Carr. Bounce pass comes here to Macy Coffey, dribbles the ball in the lane. The ball's going to be taken away again. Long pass down the floor by Sandra Farmer to Chanel. Her driving layup is no good. And the rebound comes down to Himmelberg. Her outlet pass is deflected back out of bounds. That'll be Blue Hill basketball. Well, the Bobcats is having problems connecting on their passes here. St. Cecilia's got their hands in the passing lanes and are deflecting balls, stealing passes away. 16-4 is the score. The Hawkettes have a 12-point advantage here. We're down to 5 minutes and 58 seconds to play here in the second quarter. There's a Kometscher with a ball. She falls down the far sideline, and it's going to be a jump ball. Kometscher nearly lost it out of bounds, but a jump ball is called as Josie Jackson got in to tie her up, and the possession arrow is pointing, I think, in favor of Blue Hill. They're going to play it in, but first of all, we've got a timeout. Tim Streff again wants to call a timeout here. 5 minutes and 52 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 16, Blue Hill 4.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances, from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated. Better service built this business.
1230 KHAS.
Winner of this ball game play in the district championship next Friday night against the winner of the Wood River and Ravenna ball game. That's going on tonight in Minden. 16-4 is the score here. And we're going to have a foul called. Josie Jackson hit the deck right at the 10-second line here, and the foul is going to go on Blue Hill. A foul is going to go on Macy Coffey for knocking down the Jackson right at the midcourt stripe. Tim Streff doesn't like that one. And St. Cecilia will play things in off of the far sideline. That's 10 turnovers so far in Blue Hill in the ballgame. St. Cecilia will play things in on the far side as they will get things in. That's going to be Alyssa Schropp with the ball. Moves it over here to a Carly Wright, who's into the ballgame now. There's Schropp at the point to Chanel Farmer. Entry pass, get it inside to Nicola. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to a Blue Hill. Rebounded there by Kelsey Carr, who hands it away now to Macy Coffey as he is on the dribble back the other way. Runs into Farmer. Bounce pass goes over there to April Feynman. Driving the baseline. Can't go for the shot.
Comes back outside to Kometscher. Swings it over to Coffey on the right wing. Coffey now to the free throw line. There's a shot taken by Raymond. It's up and in. Rachel Raymond scoring there from the free throw line, and it's 16-6. A 16-0 run broken up there by the free throw line jumper. 5 minutes to go. Here's a pass. It's going to be tipped, and it's going to be intercepted. A turnover there. Alyssa Tropp trying to send it to the high post, and Nicola, the ball is intercepted. That's the fourth turnover in St. Cecilia in the ball game. Here's Kometscher with the ball. Kometscher works it to the top of the key. That's Coffey. Inside to get it to Kelsey Carr. She loses control of it and picks up on the baseline. Carr gets it back over there to a Kometscher. She lobs it back out here to the top of the key. That's Kelsey Carr. Moves it over to Macy Coffey in the near sideline. Coffey angles toward the basket and then has the basketball stripped away. It's picked up by Nicola. Long pass down the floor to Schropp. Driving layup good. Alyssa Schropp now with 5 points in the ball game. Blue Hill has 11 turnovers here in the first half of play. 18-6 is the score. St. Cecilia out on top, down to 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play. That's a Blue Hill bringing the ball back in their offensive zone, and now we've got another two to the whistle, and a foul is going to be called here on Chanel Farmer as she gets into Kometscher over there, the deep wing on the left side. Chanel Farmer picks up her first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 5 on the Hawkettes, team foul number 6 on the Hawkettes. It'll be Blue Hill playing it in off of the far sideline. 18-6 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. As Blue Hill will play things in, that's Kometscher with the ball. St. Cecilia stays in their man-to-man defense. Kometscher dribbling out here in 3 points there. The ball is going to be taken away again. That's going to be Carly Wright with a steal. She drives it toward the goal. The shot is up there. It's no good. The ball tapped out. Picked up by the Hawkettes. With the basketball there is going to be Schropp. Moves it down in the baseline. The Hamburger. Her pass is deflected, but it's picked up in the corner there by Carly Wright. Wright comes over here to Alyssa Schropp. Now to Chanel Farmer on the wing. Back outside, Alyssa Schropp. Holding the ball against his zone defense. Moves it back to Chanel. 4-3. Shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Ball tapped out of bounds. That's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Last touchdown there by Macy Coffey of Blue Hill. 3 minutes and 35 seconds to play here in the first half. 18-6 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Hawkins will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Chanel Farmer triggering things in. They get it down here to Alyssa Schropp. Schropp now back down in the corner to Chanel. Back out to Schropp and 3 points territory. To Chanel on the wing. Back out to Schropp at the top of the key. Over now on the left side to Carly Wright. To Schropp, top of the key again. Over here to Chanel Farmer. Her bounce pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. So it's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball again. Underneath their own basket to the right side. Chanel Farmer will key things in. 3:20 to play here in the second quarter. 18-6 is the score. Chanel Farmer looking. They get it right into the lane. The Hamburger shot good. Claire Hamburger wide open about 10 feet away in the paint there. She's got 4 points in the ball game. And St. Cecilia is out on top by a score of 20-6 here in the ball game. Macy Coffey runs her back the other way on a dribble down the lane and then loses control. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Coffey loses control of it, driving down the lane. That's 12 turnovers now in Blue Hill. So they've got 12 turnovers, 6 points. 3:04 to play here in the second period, 20-6. St. Cecilia with the lead. Chandra Farmer's got the ball. Back the other way for the Hawkettes to Josie Jackson, the Farmer. That is Chanel Farmer on the wing. The Chandra back out to the top of the key. The Chanel down on the baseline. The Hamburger, 10-footer up there, no good. Rebound, Hamburger in the lane, puts it up there and scores. Claire Hamburger now has got 6 points in the ball game. It's 22-6 in favor of St. Cecilia with 2:39 to play here in the second quarter. Coffey has got the ball, dribbles it inside the free throw circle. Gets it away now to Kelsey Carr. Her shot over Nicola is going to be wild, no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger of St. Cecilia, and Hamburger is called for the traveling violation. Hamburger leading the break back the other way. Problems getting rid of the ball there. She had notions to get rid of it, but could not follow through, could not execute there at the midcourt stripe. And we've got a turnover in St. Cecilia. That's their fifth of the ball game. Blue Hill has turned the ball over 12 times here in the first half. 22-6 is the score. St. Cecilia's got the lead here in the sub-district final. Macy Coffey with it. Dribbles to the free throw line. Dumps it down in the baseline. There's a shot taken. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Olivia Thomas. Olivia Thomas gets to Josie Jackson down the far sideline. To Chanel Farmer. Out to Sandra Farmer. To Chanel, top of the key. To Nicola. Over to Jackson. Shot for three. Good. Josie Jackson on the left wing scores on a three-pointer. That's her first field goal. St. Cecilia is out to a 19-point lead early, 25-6.
2 minutes to play now here in the second quarter. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Nicola. She drives it back the other way to Chanel. Shot is up and in. Chanel Farmer scoring there for St. Cecilia. She's got 7 points in the ball game. 27-6 now. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. The Hawkins are coming off of that 81-28 win over Donovan Trumbull the other night. There's a feed down in the baseline, and the shot is up and in. The basket there goes to April Feynman for Blue Hill. She's got her second field goal of the ball game. It's now 27-8. St. Cecilia with a lead as they come back in their offensive zone. Top of the key, Chandra Farmer over to Josie Jackson. The Farmer, top of the circle, dribbles inside the free throw circle. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Macy Coffey. Coffey has got the ball now for Blue Hill, and she'll bring things up. Coffey comes to the near sideline. Now the ball's going to be taken away. Taken away by Chandra Farmer. She shoots and scores it. Chandra Farmer gets the steal and the field goal. She's now got 6 points in the ball game, and it's 29-8 in favor of St. Cecilia. Playing the ball in here in backcourt is going to be Willicott. Willicott gets it in now to Macy Coffey. Now back to Willicott. And Mackenzie Willicott will bring the ball up the floor. St. Cecilia goes for the swipe again, but Willicott brings it into the offensive zone to feed down in the corner off the fingertips of Himmelberg out of bounds. The Blue Hill offense has been totally disrupted here in this ball game by this St. Cecilia defense. End of the ball game now for Blue Hill is going to be Raymond. Rachel Raymond coming back into the ball game. 39 seconds to play here in the second quarter. It's 29-8. St. Cecilia's got the lead. There's Willicott. No, this is going to be Alyssa Schropp with the ball for St. Cecilia. Moves it over to Chandra Farmer. Cross-court pass comes over here to Schropp. Top of the key to Jackson. Left side now to Chandra Farmer. Moves it out in the baseline. A pass to Nicola in the lane. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Thomas chips the ball, and she'll be hit with a personal foul. She's over the back of Mackenzie Willicott. Olivia Thomas picks up her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 7 now in the Hawkeyes. So with 16 seconds to play here in the second quarter, Blue Hill will walk to the other end of the floor now and have a 1-1 situation. Adrian Lipker will go to the free throw line for the Blue Hill Bobcats. 29% foul shooter in the season. She's 7 out of 24. And her shot is up there. It's going to be good. That's the first free throw of the night for Blue Hill. St. Cecilia shot only 2 free throws tonight. 29-9 is the score. There's a second shot by Lipker. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Nicola of St. Cecilia now with 14 to play. They hand it away. Now we got a timeout called here. As John Kyle calls the timeout, St. Cecilia just got the ball in the offensive zone. Now the Hawkettes will try to set something up here for the final shot of the second quarter. 11 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break. St. Cecilia 29, Blue Hill 9.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Sandy Creek High School, 11 seconds to play in the first half, 29-9. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Hawkins will inbound the ball. They get it to Jackson on the wing on the left side. Josie Jackson out to Chanel Farmer. Dribbles down the right side of the lane. Her 10-footer off of the window is going to be no good. Down for the rebound. And we've got the time has expired here in the second quarter. So St. Cecilia gets a shot away with Chanel Farmer, but could not convert. Rebound was battled for, and then the horn sounds, and that is the end of the first half of play here tonight at Sandy Creek High School. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead at the break. It's the Hawkettes 29, the Blue Hill Bobcats 9. You're listening to High School Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents.
And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Sandy Creek High School. First half in the books here tonight, and not much good went right there for Blue Hill. They scored the first 4 points of the ball game, had a couple of quick baskets in the contest. And with about 5 minutes to play in the first quarter, they had a 4-0 lead over St. Cecilia. That's where the fun stopped. St. Cecilia rattled off the next 16 points in the ball game as the Hawkins jumped out to a 16-4 lead after the first quarter. Blue Hill did not score again until the 5:08 mark of the second quarter to make it a 16-6 ball game. St. Cecilia then scored the next 9 points, the lead by a score of 25-6. They get the picture. It's been dominated by St. Cecilia here in the first half, 29-9. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Blue Hill tonight. The Bobcats getting 4 points in the first half from April Feynman on a couple of field goals. Mackenzie Willicott got a field goal for two. Rachel Raymond got a field goal for 2 points, and Adrian Lipker was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for one. Those two free throws, the only two charity tosses that Blue Hill threw up in their first 2 quarters of play. Unofficially, 13 turnovers in the basketball game for the Bobcats. St. Cecilia turned the ball over 5 times in the first half. The Hawkins were 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. They're being led by Chanel Farmer. She has got a 3 and a 2, and she's got the 2 free throws for her 7 points here at halftime. They've got Claire Hamburger scoring 3 field goals and 6. Chandra Farmer has got 3 field goals and 6 points. Alyssa Schropp has knocked down a 3 and a 2. She's got 5 points in the game. Josie Jackson has got a 3-pointer for her only score in the first half, and Olivia Thomas has got a field goal and 2. So Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead here over Blue Hill at halftime. The score is 29-9. State High School Wrestling Tournament going on at the Century Link Center in Omaha. We're going to take a break, and then we have a chance. We'll check in with Doug Duda, who's standing by live at the Century Link Center. You're listening to High School Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at HastingsFamilyChiropractic.com.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
With Doug Duda at the Century Link Center in Omaha. We'll keep trying there. Get your report here at halftime of the state wrestling tournament. So Blue Hill goes about 6 minutes and 52 seconds in the first half without scoring. They had a 4-0 lead. Then it goes 6 minutes and 52 seconds all the way into the second quarter to the 5:08 mark without scoring another field goal. And by then, St. Cecilia had jumped out to a 16-6 lead. And then the Hawkins scored 9 straight points again. We went on top of 25-6. And that's the way we stand with St. Cecilia out on top by a score of 29-9 in favor of the Hawkins over the Bobcats here at halftime. All right, we've made contact with Doug Duda. Let's check in quickly with Doug and get an update on some of the local wrestlers at the State High School Wrestling Tournament in Omaha. Check in with Doug down at the CenturyLink Center.
I'm not hearing anything. Hey, sorry about that. Doug Duda back with you here at Omaha.
Let's you got to feed that to me, Johnny.
On what's going on at the state wrestling tournament. Andrew Schilke of Adams Central won his first match 5-3, but loses to Omaha Scott's Brian Pesca, Tech Fall 16-0. Dylan Gilliland of Adams Central lost in the first round. Carson Sock of Northwest at 120 pounds lost in the quarterfinal round. And that's what's going on at Class B. Earlier tonight, Tyler Joseph of Adams Central was defeated. Derek Lineski, a winner, 7-2. Jack Berry lost 10-3. Connor Munger lost by a pin in 3 minutes and 52 seconds, and Jesse Lincoln of Adams Central fell in the first round 7-0. The winners are back in the quarters. The losers are back in the wrestleback set up for tomorrow. In Class C, let's take a look at David Jimenez of Kennesaw Shelton advancing on to the semifinals with an 11-6 win. Mitch McGinnis of Central Catholic pins David Rodriguez of Kearney Catholic in 4:40 to advance on. Christian Lewis of Southern Valley, a 5-1 winner over Taylor Erpelding of Wood River to advance to the semifinals. Caleb Bukacher of Central Catholic loses in the quarters by a score of 13-2. Alex Hester of Wood River is on to the semifinals as well, recapping some of the quarterfinal action that is going on right now. Eli Van Meter of Gibbon is just getting ready to go. Some other gentlemen that will continue to wrestle in this round from the listing area include Charlie Spitak of Wood River, and also in Class C, advancing on to the quarterfinals, Quinn Rutt of Minden. He'll face Kearney Catholic's Thomas Conley. Red Cloud Blue Hills' Garrett Sharp will wrestle in the quarterfinals tonight, as well as Michael Duffy of Kennesaw Shelton. Zach Oliver of Kennesaw Shelton was upset earlier tonight by a pin. That is the latest right now from the state wrestling tournament. We'll have more basketball in a moment.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture. In business since 1889, Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality of larger stores to go with friendly service and competitive prices. Top brand names, too. If you're looking for a single piece or an entire room, Blue Hill Furniture will take care of you. Better Buys in Blue Hill, located at 501 West Gage. For your convenience, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Blue Hill Furniture proudly supports Blue Hill Athletics and Academics.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. The girls C2-9 sub-district final. So far, game has been dominated by St. Cecilia. It's 29-9. Blue Hill will have the opening possession of the second half. They'll shoot to our basket to our left here tonight. As the Bobcats are getting ready to go into their offensive zone, there's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted again. Olivia Thomas has got it. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Schropp. Shot is up and in. Alyssa Schropp scoring there for St. Cecilia. She's now got 7 points in the ballgame. That's the 14th turnover on Blue Hiller in the basketball game. 31-9 is the score. The Hawkins have the lead. Here comes Blue Hill back with the ball. Willicott has got it. Willicott moves it over here on the left side. Brings it back to Mackenzie Willicott, top of the key. Macy Coffey for 3. Shot is up there and in. Macy Coffey nails a 3 ball from the right wing. 31-12 is the score. There's Alyssa Schropp back for St. Cecilia. Top of the key. Moves it over in the wing on the right side to Josie Jackson. To Schropp. Now to Claire Hamburger. Back to Schropp at the top of the key. To Josie Jackson. To Schropp inside the free throw circle. Off to Claire Hamburger. To Schropp on the wing. Alyssa dribbles once. Comes back to Josie Jackson. Back to Schropp. She'll throw up a three-pointer. Her shot's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It's going to be out of bounds. And it's going to be last touched here by Blue Hill. So St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Just underway here in the second half. 31-12 is the score. Hawkins have the lead. St. Cecilia will inbound right in front of the basket. And Nickler shot is up and in. And she's fouling the play. Morgan Nickler got the field goal to go down. She is fouling the play. The personal is going to be whistle on Kelsey Carr of Blue Hill. That's going to be her first. Team foul number one in the bomb. Nickler gets her first field goal of the ball game. And now she'll go to the free throw to three-point play. 65% foul shooter in the season for Morgan Nickler. Shot is up there. It's good. So a three-point play, and bam, just like that, St. Cecilia now out to a 34-12 lead over the Bobcats. Here comes Blue Hill back the other way. Lexi Himmelberg has got the ball, feeds it on the wing. On the left side, holding the ball over there is be Carr. Carr has the basketball tipped away by Nickler. Carr picks her back up, sends it down on the baseline to a Macy Coffey. Coffey dribbles once. Pass comes out on top now to Himmelberg. Top of the key. Bounce pass on the wing to Feynman. Moves it down on the baseline. Five-footer is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Thomas. Outlet pass goes to the left sideline. Alyssa Schropp has got it. Schropp will hold things up. Comes back out into three-point territory to Josie Jackson. Now to Schropp. Moves it down to the left sideline. That's Hamburger. Now to Schropp. To Jackson inside. They get it to Nick. To Thomas. Shot is up there. No good. Ball tapped out of there by Nickler, but is recovered here by Blue Hill. So the Bobcats have the ball. Just over 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 34-12 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's Lexi Himmelberg now. Himmelberg moves it on the wing to Coffey. Moves it down to the baseline toward the goal. Her shot is up there and in. Macy Coffey now with 5 points in the ball game, and the St. Cecilia lead is now 20-34-14. With 5 minutes and 46 seconds to play. On the wing on the left side is going to be Claire Hamburger. Top of the key, that's Alyssa Schropp. To Josie Jackson, now to Schropp again, dribbles down the lane, and one-hander is up there and in. Alyssa Schropp having a good ball game here tonight for St. Cecilia. She's got 9 points. That's what she scored on Tuesday in that big win over Donovan Trumbull. 36-14 is the lead now for St. Cecilia. Here's a pass, it's going to be intercepted. Feynman's pass intercepted by Hamburger. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Schropp in the lane. Her shot's going to be up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Josie Jackson. Jackson back outside to Hamburger. Her shot is up and in, a three-pointer. Claire Hamburger knocks down a tray for St. Cecilia. We've got a timeout here from Tim Streff and Blue Hill. 5 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break. St. Cecilia now with a 25-point lead. It's the Hawkettes 39 and the Bobcats 14.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action continues tomorrow night here on 1230 KHAS. We'll be with the St. Cecilia boys basketball team as the Blue Hawks will journey to Centura to take on the Centurions. Airtime will be at 7:15 tomorrow night. Tip-off will be at 7:30. The Blue Hawks and the Centurions tomorrow night on 1230 KHAS. Over on ESPN 1550 KICS tomorrow night, they get the showdown between Kearney Catholic and the Adams Central Patriots beginning at about 7:30. Then on Saturday, we'll have Hastings College basketball for you from Sioux City as the Broncos take on the Morningside Mustangs. C29 sub-district final here tonight. This has been all Hastings St. Cecilia as the Hawkettes lead by 25 points. It is 39-14. There's Himmelberg back with the ball now for the Bobcats. Gets it to Carr. Carr out here in three-point territory, picked up by Olivia Thomas. Carr, bounce pass, goes to the top of the key. That's April Feynman with the ball. Moves it down to the baseline to Himmelberg. Her shot is up there. It's no good, and the foul is called. Personal foul going to be called here. It's going to go on Chanel Farmer. That's going to be her second. Second foul in Farmer. Team foul number one on the Hawkettes here in the second half of play. Going to the free throw line for Blue Hill is going to be Lexi Himmelberg. Has not scored in the ball game. So far tonight, shot is up there from the line, is up and in. Emmerberg, a 46% foul shooter in the season, now 13 out of 27. Blue Hill is a team hitting 49% of their free throw tosses this year. Here comes the next shot by Himmelberg. That is up there. Hits the front iron, the back iron, and down through the hole. So Lexi Himmelberg hits a pair, and the St. Cecilia lead is now 23 at 39-16 with 4:44 to play. So now Farmer, here in the third quarter, goes out top of the key to Alyssa Schropp. Moves it over in the left wing. That's Josie Jackson down to Schropp. Here's Chanel in the deep wing right side. Entry pass, they get it inside to Nicola. Drops it down low to Olivia Thomas. Shot no good. Rebound Thomas. Follow shot is up and in. Blue Hill doesn't have anybody. It really matches up with the size of Olivia Thomas, who stands in there at 6'1". She gets her offensive rebound and the putback. It's 41-16 now. The Hawkins have the lead. Here's Kelsey Carr with the ball. Right side of the lane. Bounce pass comes out to Himmelberg. Picked up there by Chanel Farmer. And Farmer chips the ball away. Chanel Farmer into the backcourt. Grabs it. Goes for the goal. Her son is up there. There's no good, but she's hammered in the play. Lexi Himmelberg coming back. And commits the personal foul on Chanel Farmer. Farmer's hands are so quick. She has added a lot in this St. Cecilia lineup. As if St. Cecilia really needed anything. A little boost here at the end of the season. Coming back from her broken leg from a year ago. And she's nearing full speed now as the postseason starts. Chanel Farmer gets the free throw. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. She scored 10 the other night in that win over Donovan Trumbull. Chanel Farmer, since coming back, averaging 5.6 points per ball game. The next free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. She's down 3 of 4 from the line tonight, 4 of 5 for the season. 42-16 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. Blue Hill back with the ball. Here's Himmelberg out here in three-point territory. Sends it over here to Kelsey Carr. Picked up by Nicola. Lob pass goes inside to Coffey. She goes for the basket, and she'll be fouling the play. Macy Coffey trying to power the ball up there for Blue Hill. And a personal foul is going to be called on St. Cecilia. This one is going to go on Hamburger. That's going to be her third. A second team foul in the Hawkins here in the second half of play. Coffey goes to the free throw line to shoot two. Her first one is up there. It's no good. So get another one. Macy Coffey is 60% foul shooter in the season. She's hit 55 out of 91 from the free throw line. Coffey is averaging a double-double this year. She's averaging 11 points and 11.1 rebounds per game. Coffey has got 5 points in the ball game here tonight. Her second shot is up there. She misses that one. Nicola gets the rebound. Gets it to Josie Jackson. Jackson hustles her back the other way with a Hawkins. Stops 25 feet away from the basket to Chanel Farmer to Nicola. Down low to Hamburger. Shot's blocked. Blocked by Coffey. Into the corner to Farmer. Her shot is going to be an air ball. And the rebound comes down here to a Macy Coffey for Blue Hill. So Macy Coffey comes running back with the basketball. Left-handed dribble into the forecourt. Down on the baseline to Feynman. Shot good. April Feynman hits her third field goal of the ball game. She's got 6 points. 42-18. Chanel Farmer to Chandra. Top of the key. Chandra Farmer moves it over to Chanel. Inside down to Nicholas. Shot is up there. That one rattles out of there. No good. Rebound comes down to Coffey again. Macy Coffey has got it here for the Blue Hill Bombcats. Coffey has got some size to her as well at 5'11" as she comes into the offensive zone. Stomps here on the wing on the left side. Picked up by Hamburger. Now inside to Feynman. Shot is up and in. April Feynman scoring. That's her fourth field goal of the ball game. She's got 8 points. And it's 42-20. St. Cecilia with a 22-point lead. Here's Josie Jackson. Comes out here. Sandra Farmer has got it. Blue Hill stays with that zone defense. Sandra Farmer, top of the key, dribbles to inside the free throw circle. Still can't put up a shot. Out of Hamburger to Sandra Farmer down the lane. A bounce pass deflected out of bounds. The Blue Hill faithful on the far sideline trying to spur the troops on here. 2:26 to play in the third quarter. Blue Hill has cut this big lead down to 22 points. They had a good couple of possessions there. 42-20 is the score. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. Hamburger comes way out on top to Chanel Farmer. Down in the corner to Chandra for three. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to the Blue Hill Bombcats. Blue Hill runs her back the other way. With a basketball here is going to be Schaefer, who's back into the ball game. Inside to Coffey. Shot is up there and in. Macy Coffey scores. She's now got 7 points in the ball game. That is 42-22. A 20-point lead here. Now the Hawkins turn the ball away. So momentum switching here a little bit as the Hawkins come back and commit their sixth turnover in the ball game. It's a 20-point ball game with 2 minutes and 3 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Schaefer will inbound the ball now for the Blue Hill Bombcats as she gets it into Lipker, who's back in the ball game. Lipker having problems with it. Ball's going to be picked up by Chandra Farmer. She gets it away to Schropp, and her shot is up and in. So another backcourt steal there Alyssa Schropp gets the field goal for St. Cecilia. That's turnover number 13 for Blue Hill. There's another steal down at the other end. A shot is up there by Sandra Farmer. Her shot is up and good. And now Tim Streff wants to call another timeout. So back-to-back steals here in backcourt by a St. Cecilia. And just like that, the lead is back up to 24 points just as Blue Hill is starting to gain some momentum. St. Cecilia comes up with two big steals. Now with a minute and 39 seconds to play in the third quarter, we've got a timeout. St. Cecilia 46, Blue Hill 22.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 1:39 to play here in the third quarter, 46-22. Winner of this ball game plays in the district championship ball game next Friday night. They'll play the winner of the game that's going on tonight in Minden between Wood River and Ravenna. For Blue Hill, they lose here and their season is over. For St. Cecilia, a little bit different sale. The Hawkettes currently sitting in second place in the wild card standings as far as power points are concerned. So the Hawkettes conceivably could lose this ball game and still qualify for the state tournament coming up later on this month in Lincoln. Right now it's a 46-22 lead, though, for St. Cecilia. Blue Hill trying to gain some momentum and get something going here in the second half, but just as they did, they commit a couple of turnovers, and St. Cecilia cashes in. There's a Blue Hill. A shot is taken there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Macy Coffey, and her shot is up and in. Macy Coffey gets the field goal after they missed the first one. Coffey has now got 9 points in the ballgame. It's 46-24 as we approach the one-minute mark here in the third quarter. Hamburger's got the ball. Now to Farmer, to Nicola inside. Thomas, her shot is up and in. Olivia Thomas now has 6 points in the ballgame, and she scores just to the left of the basket. 48-24 is the score now. St. Cecilia with the lead. Backcourt pressure by the Hawkettes. This time Blue Hill breaks it easily as they bring it into the offensive zone. Lipker has got the ball. A running left-hander is up there. No good. Thomas grabs the rebound. Outlet pass comes here to Schropp. She runs her back the other way. One on three, and she'll hold things up here. Alyssa Schropp has got it in 3 point territory. Gives it out here to Chandra Farmer. Now to Schropp on the wing on the right side. Back out to Farmer. Dribble penetration. Free throw line jumper is up and in. Sandra Farmer scores. She has now got 10 points in the ballgame for St. Cecilia. Hamburger's got 9. Alyssa Schropp's got 11. Leading scores for the Hawkettes. It's 50-24. St. Cecilia with the lead with 23 seconds to play. Himmelberg has got the ball. Now to Kometscher. Getting it inside. Driving for the hole is going to be Raymond. The basketball is going to be tipped away. It's picked up by Thomas. Thomas fighting for the ball. Finally gets it away to Schropp. She brings it back 3-on-2. Schropp goes to Hamburger. Hamburger now to Farmer down on the baseline. Back out to Thomas. There's a jumper put up there by Schropp that's going to be no good from 15. Rebound comes down to Coffey, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books. Girls Class C2 Dine Sub-District Basketball Tournament tonight. Score after three. Hastings St. Cecilia 50, Blue Hill 24.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Sandy Creek High School. It's 50-24. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead after leading 29-9 at halftime. Alyssa Schropp with 11 points in the ball game. Chandra Farmer has got 10. Claire Hamburger has got 9. Chanel Farmer has got 8 points. Olivia Thomas has got 6. Morgan Nicola has got 3 points in the ball game. For Blue Hill, you've got Macy Coffey with 9. You've got April Famer with 8 points. Their big leading scorers so far in the contest. But Blue Hill's going to have to mount a miraculous comeback here in the fourth quarter to continue their postseason run here. Blue Hill, very successful during the regular season at 18-3. St. Cecilia with the opening possession here in the fourth quarter. So now Farmer out to Nicola. Nicola comes out now to Jackson. Swings it right side. That's going to be Carly Wright who's into the ball game to begin this fourth quarter. Down on the left baseline with the ball there is Erica Kitten. There's a shot taken in the lane. It's going to be no good. Shot taken there by Carly Wright. The rebound comes down here to Blue Hill. Bobcats run back with the basketball now. That's going to be Lexi Himmelberg. Double teamed out here just across the 10-second line. Himmelberg feeds to the near sideline. With the ball there is going to be Mackenzie Willicott. She's double teamed. Comes over on the right side now to April Feynman. In the lane, the foul is going to be called. They got the ball to Kelsey Carr, and she can be fouled in the play as she goes up for the shot. And Carr will go to the free throw line here for the Bobcats. 7:17 to play here in the fourth quarter. 50-24. That's only the second team foul in St. Cecilia, so no free throws here. It occurred before the shot as it goes on Erica Kitten. That's going to be her first. Blue Hill plays things in the lane. Willicott has got a double team. Comes out to Himmelberg at the free throw line. Her pass is deflected. The ball is loose and it's picked up here by Nicola. Long pass down to Florida. Chanel Farmer. She drives, shoots, and scores. Chanel Farmer scores there for St. Cecilia. She has now got 7 points in the ball game. That was a nice pass. And Chanel hauls it in and scores easily. 52. Pass deflected into the backcourt. Farmer had it again. She lost it. It is picked up here by Willicott in backcourt. Picked up by Himmelberg, and now we got a 10-second violation. Blue Hill unable to get the ball across the midcourt stripe, so a 10-second violation called in the Bobcats. Boy, nothing has went right tonight for Blue Hill in this ball game. That's the 52-24. St. Cecilia with the lead. Bobcats have the ball. Chanel Farmer down in the baseline. There's Jackson. Her shot up and in. Josie Jackson throws up a three ball. That's her second tray of the ball game. She's got 6 points. 55-24, St. Cecilia now with a 31-point lead here in the sub-district championship ball game. There's Lexi Himmelberg. Himmelberg moves it over on the left side. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good. That one taken by Feynman. Rebound comes down here to Morgan Nicola. Nicola now to Josie Jackson. Left-handed dribble into the forecourt to Chanel Farmer to Jackson. Moves it over here on the right side to Carly Wright. Loses the control. Picks her back up on the dribble. Carly Wright dribbling with it. Comes out to Jackson. Now to Chanel Farmer. Inside to Nicola. Moves it down to Carly Wright on the right baseline. She can't drive it toward the goal. So retreats back out here to Jackson. Chanel Farmer to Nicola at the free throw line. Morgan Nicola squares around to the basket. Throws it down in the corner to Chanel for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball is loose. St. Cecilia chases the ball down here on the near sideline. That's Morgan Nicola with the ball. Now to Josie Jackson. Blue Hill still hunkered down in this zone defense here despite trailing by 31 points in the ball game. Out on top is Jackson. Inside, they get it to Nicola. Drops it down low. A shot is up and in. Shot taken there by Erica Kitten. That's her first field goal of the ball game. 57-24. St. Cecilia in a rout here tonight. There's a pass going to be deflected. Nicola goes crashing into the scorer's table. It goes out of bounds. Morgan is all right. She gets back up there. Here comes Chandra Farmer back into the ball game. Olivia Thomas is going to come back in. 5 minutes and 24 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia 57. Blue Hill 24. Well, the ball
when
now.
You need body work, Coffee. Call
Macy Coffee has got the ball in the deep wing on the right side. Has it tipped away. Coffee picks her back up. Gets it out to Kelsey Carr. Cross-court passing to the far side. Back on top now to Himmelberg. Himmelberg in a lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up on the baseline again by Kelsey Carr. Keeps her alive here for the Bobcats. Out to Himmelberg in three-point territory. Chanel Farmer goes for the steal. Can't come up with it. Now a long-range jumper is thrown up there. It's going to be no good by Ockengay, who's into the ball game. Rebound comes down to the Hawkettes. Chanel Farmer out to Chandra. The Chanel three-pointer left sideline. Shot rims off. No good. Thomas had the rebound. Lost it out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Last touchdown there by the Bobcats. So it'll be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball. Baseline right side. Underneath their own basket with 4:43 to play. Here's Chanel Farmer. Two-handed pass to the near sideline. As they get it over here to Alyssa Schropp, now to Chanel Farmer, inside to Thomas, shot good. Olivia Thomas scores right in front of the basket in the paint. She's got 4 field goals and 8 points. 59-24, St. Cecilia with the lead with 4.5 minutes to play. Here in the contest, here's Lexi Himmelberg with the ball. She walks it into the offensive zone. A pass over here to Hannah Ockengay. Ockengay on the wing. There's a feed inside now as they get it to April Feynman. Back out to the top of the key. Himmelberger, three-pointer is going to be up there. Air ball, no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger down the near sideline to Schropp. She angles toward the basket, throws up a shot. It's going to be no good, but a foul is going to be called. On the way, it's going to go on the Bobcats at the 4:04 mark of this ball game. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Himmelberg. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 3 in the Bobcats. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. You got Josie Privets coming back in. Erica Kitten is going to come back in now for John Kyle and the Hawkettes. Also, Carly Wright, 59-24. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Hawkins have the ball. That's Claire Hamburger. Now to Alyssa Schropp. Two-handed pass comes over here on the wing. Back outside. That's going to be Alyssa Schropp handling the ball there. To Carly Wright. Back to Schropp. Is spread the floor here. St. Cecilia now with 3 minutes and 48 seconds to play. And they'll move on in their postseason. They play in the district championship ball game a week from tomorrow night against either Wood River or Ravenna. And the winner of that ball game will move on to the Girls State High School basketball tournament starting later on this month in Lincoln. So the Hawkins with a big 25-point lead. Now John Kyle wants to call a timeout. St. Cecilia calls the timeout, 3:31 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score, St. Cecilia 59, Blue Hill 24.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Go basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Tomorrow night we'll be in Carroll, facing St. Cecilia boys basketball team. We'll take on Centura tomorrow night. Airtime at about 7:15 or so. Tip-off will be Kearney Catholic and the Adams Central Patriots tomorrow night. Catch that game on ESPN 1550 KICS beginning at about 7:15. Saturday, it's Hastings College playing at Morningside beginning at 1:45 here on 1230 KHIS. 59-24 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia dominating this ball game against the 8th-ranked team and Class C2, the Blue Hill Bobcats in the sub-district championship ball game. St. Cecilia with the ball. They're just going to spread the floor here and make a Blue Hill chase them all over the place. Chanel Farmer gets it back out here to Claire Hamburger. Now to Josie Jackson. Now to Alyssa Schropp. St. Cecilia not even looking to throw up a shot here. They're going to spread the floor and force Blue Hill to commit a personal foul to extend the basketball game. St. Cecilia well out on top by 25 points here in the ball game. Here on the near sideline, Chanel Farmer. They get it to Chandra Farmer. Now to Chanel. Chanel brings her back out near the 10-second line. This stands there. Comes over here to Alyssa Schropp right in front of the St. Cecilia bench. Schropp gets the ball away to Chandra Farmer. Chandra Farmer holds it. We're down to 2:35 to play. St. Cecilia has rolled about a minute off of the clock here in the fourth quarter. Alyssa Schropp back outside now to Josie Jackson. Gets it to Alyssa Schropp. Now to Jackson. We don't know why St. Cecilia is going through this other than maybe practicing for a future event here because they've got a 25-point lead. With the basketball here is Chandra Farmer out of Josie Jackson. Josie Jackson out of Chandra Farmer. Again, we're down to 2 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Josie Jackson to the near sideline is Chanel Farmer. Now John Kyle wants to burn another timeout. So other than a little bit of practice here in the event that they need this down the stretch, see no reason they're going to spread the floor with a 25-point lead. 2 minutes and 7 seconds to play. We've got a timeout. St. Cecilia 59, Blue Hill 24.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
2:07 to play here in the fourth quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Blue Hill. It's 59-24 as the Hawkins will play it in again. That's going to be Carly Wright with the ball. Carly Wright comes over here on the wing. That's going to be Erica Kitten. And now Blue Hill has gone to a man-to-man defense after playing zone the entire night. Blue Hill is now in a man-to-man defense here with under 2 minutes to play. There's a Monty Schwenk is into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. So the second and third teamers into the ball game now for head coach John Kyle. Melody O'Callaghan has got the ball. There's Prevett, sends the ball down low. It's going to be too far out of bounds. Trying to connect with Carly Wright down there on the baseline, threw it too far. The Hawkettes turn it over for the seventh time here in this ball game. But this one is well in hand. The Hawkettes leading by 25 points here in the ball game. 1:39 left. We've got the player of the game and the coach's post game show yet to come before we get out of here tonight. There's a Raymond with the ball, sends it over on the wing on the left side. As now Blue Hill has got their second teamers in there. Raymond has got it. Now on the right side, there's a jumper from 15 feet away. It's going to be no good by Poe. Rebound comes down here to Prevet for St. Cecilia. Gets it now to Schwenke into the forecourt. Schwenke gets away, goes over here on the wing on the right side, and now we got a traveling violation. Traveling violation on St. Cecilia's little Sheehy is into the ball game, a 5 foot, 7 inch freshman for the Hawkettes. We're down to 1:12 to play here in this one, and bringing the ball back now is going to be Katie Schaefer or Blue Hill. Schaefer brings it into the offensive zone. Bounce pass comes over on the left side, driving for the hole. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Raymond. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Back with the ball is going to be Schwenke. Left-handed dribble into the offensive zone here. Schwenke dribbling to the ball. Out on top as she gets it away. That's going to be Josie Prevet with it now. Josie Prevet takes off, dribbles into the lane. Bounce pass going to be tipped. It's going to be battled for, and a jump ball is going to be called. Arrow is pointing in favor of Blue Hill, so that's going to be officially a turnover on St. Cecilia. So back-to-back turnovers here for the Hawkettes, and Blue Hill will come back the other direction. 44 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. It's 59-24. St. Cecilia with the lead. Blue Hill with the basketball. Poe comes out to the top of key. Now to Schaefer. Now to Poe on the right wing. Cross-court pass goes to the far side. Now back out to the top of the circle. That's going to be Schaefer. Back to the left wing. His shot's jacked up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Last shot taken there by Courtney Allen, who's into the ball game now for Blue Hill. St. Cecilia coming back with the ball. That's a Schwenke. Moves it out here to a Josie Prevet. Prevet goes out to Kitten, who passes the ball down to the baseline. Now back outside the ring. That's going to be Schwenke with the ball. Erica Kitten. There's Prevet. Her shot from the elbow is up there. It's going to be no good. Got it for the rebound. Blue Hill grabs it, and that's the end of the ball game. St. Cecilia with no problem here tonight in beating the 8th-ranked team in Class C2, the Blue Hill Bobcats here tonight at Sandy Creek High School. St. Cecilia using a 16-0 run in the first half of play. Blue Hill goes about to 7 minutes without scoring, bridging from the first quarter to the second quarter, and that was enough. St. Cecilia had a 20-point lead by halftime at 29-9, and the Hawkettes go on to win tonight by 25 points. Final score of 59-24. We'll be back to recap this one for you after this.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back at Sandy Creek High School. Hastings St. Cecilia advances here in postseason play as the Hawkettes pick up a big win over the 8th-ranked team in Class C2, the Blue Hill Bobcats. It was not a contest here tonight. 59-24. The final score is Hastings St. Cecilia wins this one going away here tonight. As we mentioned, Blue Hill scored the first 4 points of the ball game, but then they didn't score again for almost 7 minutes. In the ball game, while St. Cecilia rattled off 16 straight points. Hawkins had a 16-4 lead after the first quarter. It wasn't until the 5:08 mark in the second quarter that Blue Hill got back into the scoreboard to make it a 16-6 ball game. Then St. Cecilia scored the next 9 points in the ball game to go out on top 25-6. They led by 20 at halftime, 29-9. Led by a margin of 50-24 after 3 quarters, and not a whole lot of scoring there. In the fourth quarter, the second and third teamers mopped up, and the Hawkettes win it tonight by a score of 59-24. St. Cecilia wins their 20th ball game of the season. They are now 20-4 on the year. They will play in the district championship ball game a week from tomorrow night And they'll play the winner of the game going on tonight in Minden between Wood River and Ravenna. And for the Blue Hill Bobcats, despite a very successful season, it doesn't appear that Blue Hill will be in line for a wild card spot in the Class C2 state tournament field. They dropped to 18 wins and 4 losses. Macy Coffey led the way tonight for Blue Hill as she scores 9 points in the ball game. Coffey had 1 3-point field goal and three 2-point field goals. She was 0 of 2 from the free throw line. April Feynman, she had 4 field goals and 8 points tonight. And then not much else offensively. Lexi Himmelberg had a couple of free throws for 2. Mackenzie Willicott had a field goal, 2 points. Rachel Raymond had a field goal for 2 points. And Adrian Lipker, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1. I had Blue Hill with 19 turnovers in the basketball game here tonight. St. Cecilia turns the ball over 8 times. The Hawkettes tonight were led by Alyssa Schropp as she comes through with 11 points in the ball game. Schropp had 4 2-point field goals and 1 3-pointer. She scores 11 points. Chanel Farmer had 10. Farmer had a 3-point field goal, a couple of 2-point field goals, and she was 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Chandra Farmer had 10 points tonight. Chandra had 5 field goals for her double-figure scoring. The other scores for St. Cecilia, Olivia Thomas had 4 field goals and 8 points. Josie Jackson, a couple of 3-pointers for 6. Claire Hamburger, she had 9 points tonight. She had 3 field goals and a 3-pointer. The other scores for St. Cecilia, Morgan Nicola had just 3 points tonight, a field goal, 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Erica Kitten had a field goal for 2. So you see St. Cecilia wins it 59-24. The Hawkettes now 20-4 in the season. They'll play again next Friday night. Again, Blue Hill, they lose it, and their record will finish up most likely at 18 wins and 4 losses here for the 2012-2013 season. Stay tuned. We've got the player of the game coming up next, and in the coach's postgame show, you're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Safe, sound, and secure. These three words are increasingly important in today's financial world. If you want a better way to keep your valued items safe, sound, and secure, consider obtaining a safe deposit box at Five Points Bank of Hastings.
Our safe deposit boxes come in a variety of sizes and are conveniently located on the main floor of our Osborne Drive branch, helping you be safe, sound, and secure. Just one more way, Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Back here at Sandy Creek here tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it by the score of 59-24. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. And the Hawkins putting 3 girls in double figures here tonight. Alyssa Schropp led the ball club pretty well tonight. Come through with a lot of transition type of baskets. Schropp ends up with 11 points in the ball game. Chanel Farmer, she had 10 points in the contest. And Chandra Farmer also with 10 points in the ball game tonight. Olivia Thomas hunkered down the inside as she scored 8 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia. All candidates for our player of the game. And we'll come back and announce our winner right after this.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia will be Chanel Farmer. She comes up with 10 points in the ball game. Had a bushel basket full of steals and swipes in the contest here tonight. And all around really dominated the ball game here tonight for St. Cecilia. 10 points for Chanel Farmer. Had 7 of those in the first half of play. So Chanel Farmer, our player of the game tonight, is Hastings St. Cecilia. Mauls Blue Hill in the C29 sub-district final. The final score of 59-24. Chanel Farmer, our player of the game today for St. Cecilia. Stick around. The coach's post-game show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Call 402-462-9190. Stay tuned. More postgame coverage is coming up on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. The deal of the week features a 2012 GMC Acadia SLT. It features a rear-view camera, Bose audio, third-row seating, heated leather, and only 44,000 miles. Books for $34,875, yours for $29,975 cash. This great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner, located on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Our post-game coverage continues with nothing but net. Now, let's go back to the court for the coaches' post-game show.
Back at Sandy Creek High School against St. Cecilia Mouzon, the Hawkins with a big 59-24 win over Blue Hill here tonight. As head coach John Kyle will join us in the postgame. And, Coach, once again, your defense forcing numerous turnovers, numerous steals in the ball game, and a pretty easy go of things here again tonight.
More than we thought coming into the game. I mean, we thought it might be a tight one, and did a nice job with our defense to force and frustrate them a lot. Got our offense out and running, and anytime we do that, we're pretty dangerous.
Came out a little bit slow out of the gates, fell behind 4-0 in the contest.
A little nervous. You know, they were nervous, and you know, that's a good team on the other side, 17-3 or 18-3, whatever they were coming in. Very good team. They play a strong 2-3 zone, and so it makes you be a little patient, and if you miss a shot here and there, it's going to happen. And we felt we were getting good shots. We just weren't knocking them down early.
Were you surprised that they hunkered down in that 2-3 all night long? They didn't go man-to-man with you guys?
I thought maybe they'd mix it up a little in the third quarter, but they didn't want to do that. And I don't think that's their strength. But, you know, needless to say, we took our time with a nice lead like that and didn't force the issue and got a lot of nice shots out of our offense that third and fourth quarter.
After you fell behind 4-0, you guys go on a 16-0 run over Blue Hill. You kept the Bobcats out for the scoreboard for about 7 minutes in the contest. So once again, it was a huge run for you guys. It really gave you some breathing room.
It did. And you know, we've had those situations before in our conference tournament. Bishop Newman and Lincoln Christian come out of the gates on fire, and we didn't panic. You know, we knew we got to stay within our game plan, and we did a nice job of that, I thought, that first quarter. Chanel came in and hit a real long three for us, and everybody just kind of took a deep breath, and then we were off and running.
You know, we talked about that before. She just adds so much. Not only does she score, but how many swipes, how many deflections, how many steals did she have tonight? It was just amazing tonight.
And you know, she's such a good passer. That's one thing that people probably don't even realize is how good a passer. She sees a floor. She's looking ahead, trying to get somebody else an easier shot. And that's the way you play basketball, and she just does a great job of it.
I think you guys have passed the ball a whole lot better tonight for some reason.
Well, we have been, you know, recently, and part of that, I think, is her. You know, she brings that to the table. You got to respect her three-point shooting, so maybe you got to go out and close her out, and then she's such a good passer, we make a pass, and then maybe another pass and get an easy one.
Really didn't allow Blue Hill to get synced up offensively tonight. They struggled all night long offensively.
Yeah, and I thought the fourth quarter we went to that zone, and they really struggled with that, and we kind of thought that coming in that maybe we'd slap a zone onto them if we had a lead and see if they can score on that, because I know they've struggled with that. But, you know, got to give all the girls credit. They did a great job, a lot of intensity and energy. And this group, when they bring that, they can play with any C2 team in the state.
Starting to see that little fire in their eyes here for the postseason?
I think so. I think we saw that a little bit last night in practice. A couple of the girls were talking about comments that they've heard and things like that. And you know, when it's a sub-district final, they're going to be up for it.
Wood River and Ravenna now, either one of those teams in the district championship ball game next week. Got about a week to get ready for that thing.
Yeah, and that'll be nice, too, because we don't know much about Ravenna if they would win. We played Wood River a long time ago. And it's strange because we could play Donovan, Blue Hill and Wood River back-to-back-to-back, just like we did earlier in the season. And I don't know if that's ever happened in districts. We played Donovan, Blue Hill, and then Wood River early in the season, and that could happen again here in the districts.
We'll find out what happens in Minden tonight, but you guys off and rolling. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Mike.
John Kyle, the head coach for the St. Cecilia Hawkins. Again, St. Cecilia, an easy time of things tonight, 59-24 over the Blue Hill Bobcats. We'll take one final timeout. We'll be back right after this.
If you need relief from low temperatures and high prices, call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, at 463-6061. Heat your house for less and get a $500 federal tax credit when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox. Innovation never felt so good. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, Hastings.
Well, tomorrow night will be with the St. Cecilia boys basketball team. They will be in Caro as they take on the Centurions of Centura. On the air with the pregame show at about 7:15 tomorrow night. 7:30 will be the tip-off on ESPN 1550 KICS tomorrow night. Get the showdown between Connie Catholic and the Adams Central Patriots. About the same scheduled starting time, 7:15 for the pregame, 7:30 for the tip-off on ESPN 1550 KICS. Then Saturday we'll head for Sioux City. Hastings College is going to wrap up their regular season. They've got a women's men's doubleheader planned at Morningside for Saturday afternoon. 1:45 for the pregame show, 2 o'clock for the tip-off, and 4 o'clock for the guys. So high school, college basketball all coming up for you here on 1230 KHS and our network of stations at Platte River Radio. Again, the final score of this one, Hastings St. Cecilia beats Blue Hill by the score of 59-24. My producer and engineer, John Deborah, and I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Sandy Creek High School.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, Nothing But Net. Catch the excitement of high school sports all season long on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. High school basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.